What's up, man? All right, guys. Today's video is titled, "And This Is Why America Must Be Destroyed." So I'm here in the city of San Cristobal. It's almost midnight at night. It's like 58 degrees outside. This is the type of weather I love. It reminds me of LA weather. It's 70s during the day, then late 50s at night. It does rain here, but the rain is sporadic and it usually goes away within an hour. Most of the time it's sunny. And the good thing about this place being 7,000 feet up in the mountains is that you pretty much get the same temperature year round. Humidity is not that big of a deal. So it really is a perfect little city for you. And I lived here for a month before, about 2 years ago, if you guys remember. So for me, I can honestly live here. I go to the gym in the morning. Then I go to the local farmer's market, get some of the best, cheapest, freshest vegetable in the world, maybe. Then go to the local Starbucks. This is a coffee del día. This is coffee of the day. It's very big. I'm still drinking it. I was actually drinking this at Starbucks for about 8 hours. That's how long I stay at Starbucks for. This cost me about 57 pesos, which is like $3 American. I stay there by 7-8 hours. I abuse their internet. So it's worth it if you ask me. So I wasn't planning on making this video. Oh, also guys, I'm running for president. As you guys know, tomorrow is election day. So, or today is election day, depending when you get this video. So, if you're gonna vote Amer Mitwali, guys. Write-in candidate, okay? I'm not on the ballot. I'm a write-in candidate, okay? So, in the state of Florida, they allow write-in candidates for president. So, I wrote in Amer Mitwali. Some states don't allow write-in candidate. So, it really all depends if your state allows a write-in candidate. Just write in Amer Mitwali because I'm the ultimate fuck you to the Zionist-controlled U.S. government, which actually ties into the point of the video. All right, guys, make sure people start passing. I got a couple of cars, a motorcycle. A lot of motorcycles. And they're fucking loud. All right, dude, somebody keep on going. All right. So, I don't think America is gonna be destroyed from outside, okay? Is there gonna be a nuclear war? Maybe. Is there gonna be some sort of economic collapse? In all likelihood, yes. But I don't think America is gonna be conquered by the Russians or by the Chinese or even by so-called illegal immigrants, okay? And the reason behind it is that God hates Western civilization to the point where he wants the people behind Western civilization to realize that they are losers. So the people behind Western civilization, they're gonna see their country taken over by MGTOW. This is why the U.S. government is doing its best to hide MGTOW, to silence MGTOW, to make us go underground. It's because they are deathly afraid of us, because they know. They know MGTOW is the truth, MGTOW is the way. You know, I'm happy traveling the world. I'm happy in Mexico. I'm happy in Colombia. I got my chicas. All I need is to start a little business here. Like I said in other videos, I might actually sell the food truck in America and take that money and just go to Colombia and fuck it, you know? So, the US government, they don't want you to know how good you can have it outside of America, okay? And the reason behind it is that when you live in America and you are subject to propaganda, such as the home of the free, land of the brave, or whatever the hell it is, you say to yourself, well, we must be all that good, you know? But once you go overseas, you see how other people are living, shit like that. It's like, yo, man, they've been lying to us about everything in America. Not just about everything. They've been lying to us about everything. I'm gonna trade hands because my hands are getting tired. So, one of the things you guys gotta know is that traveling overseas is therapeutic. You know, America is such a toxic country, especially the woman. So when you guys go overseas, you experience true freedom, true femininity. Now, I know some of you guys are gonna get smart and say, yo, Amr, you're in fucking Mexico, man. Aren't you like worried of cartels? Guys, you have municipal police, you have state police, you have national police, and then you have fucking Marines, okay? In fact, you're all gonna see a couple of police cars right about now, you know? I'm in the town center right now, okay? This is like El Centro. This is like the city center for San Cristobal. Let me pull up my shirts, because I've been losing weight, you know. So I gotta pull up my shirts a little bit. You know, it's easy for me to lose weight. I just gotta walk around and eat healthy food. You know, I eat healthy food back in America, yes. But I'm stuck in a food truck where I'm just eating and not doing any other exercise, you know. The police is right behind us, you know. That's, again, right behind us. That's police, you know. They have police presence, military presence all over the place. Nobody cares, you know. It doesn't bother anybody. Personally, I think America should have police, Marines rolling around in like Humvees and shit like that. You know, a show of force every now and then. Keep the people in check. A little bit of order. That's what America needs. So I'm gonna walk around before I go into any of the smaller streets. Yeah. San Cristobal, Mexico, 7,000 feet up in the highlands, next to the Guatemalan border. Again, the state of Chiapas actually used to belong to Guatemala. A lot of short, brown, fugly people around here, but, you know, some of these Guatemalan women, you put some white in them, they look hot, 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 you know? The women here are really not that easy, dudes. Like, Guatemalan women are not easy. Even in America, Guatemalan women are not easy. And that's because they tend to stick to their own kind. You know, they don't go out of their ethnicity, you know. In fact, they wouldn't even go after a regular Mexican dude, for that matter. You know, they'll go out for a Guatemalan person. But they're not going to go for a Mexican, even though they're in Mexico, you know? So, getting back to the point of America has to be destroyed, is that America has sent to the point where the sins are so bad that there's really no going back, you know? Pharaoh couldn't go back. So many other civilizations, when they reached a level of evil, it was a GG for them. That's it. You are not good. That's it. Your evil has reached a point where you are obstinate, okay? So, here in America, what happens is that the evil in America is so bad that we're doing the boogie-woogie. We're doing the electric slide in the end zone. We're just asking for divine punishment at this point, guys. Like, I don't even have to sit here and tell you why, okay? Just look at the picture. You got a 4-star general bought and paid for by the Jews. They ain't even hiding it anymore, you know? Fucking Brian Mast, that traitor in Florida. The guy proudly wears his IDF uniform. Dude, that's fucking, you're a traitor, dude. Why are you wearing that uniform for? Especially wearing it in Congress? I mean, guys, the US government is not even hiding their, they're not even hiding their wickedness anymore. They're putting it all out there for display. And because of that, we must divinely get destroyed, okay? This is why it's imperative. This is like a nightclub here. Nah. Honestly, guys, I used to do pubs and shit like that in the past. Not a big fan of them. But once you get a steady girl, you don't do that shit anymore, you know? It's like, they're all low-quality women to begin with in the pubs and the nightclubs, you know? So, yeah. So, America isn't even hiding its wickedness anymore. It's putting it all out there to display as if they're taunting God. You know, Pharaoh taunted God. We all know what happened to him, right? So, yeah. We need divine destruction, dudes. It's gonna happen. How is it gonna happen? Best case scenario, all the people who took this Camerona vaccine, best case scenario, they all end up dead. That really is best case scenario. Man, there are people walking around still wearing the mask, man. It's like, come on, dude. Camerona's been over going on to 3 years. What are you walking around wearing the freaking mask for? This store behind me, Donna Isabella, that's really one of the best stores you can go to buy baked goods. Yeah, this is the main street. It's called, you guys can't see it. Because, you know what, if I did this, you can probably see it. It's called the Real de Guadalupe. This is like the main street in San Cristobal, okay? Obviously, it's almost 12 o'clock at night, so not many people are going to be open. Only the pubs, late night restaurants, shit like that. So, yeah, look at how nice and colorful it is, guys. You know? They make it seem like Mexico is like a fucking shithole, you know? No, it's not. It all depends where you go, dude. You know, there are some places in fucking small town USA. Well, not small town USA, you know? There are places that are 10 miles away from small town USA. I wouldn't even go there, you know? So, yeah, there are definitely going to be places in Mexico, Colombia, that you wouldn't want to go to either, you know? Yeah, it's usually some simp taking out some hoe. That's usually how it works. That's really sad, dudes. It's really sad when guy takes a girl out drinking alcohol, shit like that, thinking he's gonna get himself a decent girl. Really sad. It's really sad. That's the Addo bus stop. That's the Addo. So Addo is the most popular bus lines in Mexico. Now I can take this to the airport in Tuxtla for 300 pesos, which is like $15. But if you guys walk around, there are many buses and shuttles that can do it for cheaper, you know, like 250 pesos. But if you want like the best, and you're not a cheap ass Jew like me, simply go for Addo. All right, guys. So this is This is what should we call it? This is Subway. So Mexican Subway. So it says two subs, 15 centimeters, which is 6 inches, for 99 pesos. Now I'm trying to figure, are they giving you a foot for 99 pesos? Because if they're giving you a foot for 99 pesos, that means they're giving you a foot long for $5. So for 101 pesos, you get sub of the day plus a drink plus papas, which is a bag of chips, or a gelata, which I do not know what it is. Gelata, maybe some sort of ice cream. So you have a sub of the day for $5. So for $5, guys, you get a 6-inch Subway meal, pretty much. Here, I think you get two subs a foot long for 99 pesos, which, again, is about $5. So I think you have $5 foot long here in Mexico. Shawarma. They stole our food, man. They stole our food. I'm telling you guys, shawarma is getting really popular in Colombia. It's gonna get popular here in Mexico, dudes. I'm telling you guys, this is why I'm seriously thinking of like selling the truck in America and then just taking that money, go to Colombia, get a place going over there and try to franchise that shit out as quickly as possible. That's what I really plan on doing. So I'm gonna go to another street that I know is popular this late at night. I mean, this place is really good for walking around. Like, I can walk around for hours on end here because it's so cool, and it's a dry coolness. It's not like Florida. You know, Florida, if it gets under 75 degrees, if it gets under 70 degrees in Florida because of our fucked up humidity, man, you're cold, man. It's like, put the heater on. That's how bad it is in Florida if it gets under 70 degrees with all the humidity. But now it's like 55 degrees, 56 degrees. And I'm walking around with shirts and a shirt. This is a really good place. I'm telling you guys, if any of you guys want a relaxed city, a relatively cheap city, come to San Cristobal, guys. And it's safe, too. So going back to America getting destroyed, it's really all gonna come down to, guys, how bad is bad. Mm-hmm. Best case scenario, all the people who took the Scamarona vaccines, they end up dead. That's really the best case scenario. Worst case scenario, nukes fly, power goes out, infrastructure gets destroyed. That's really gonna be bad, dudes. I'm telling you, man. If we lose energy, we lose infrastructure in America, dude, that's gonna be really bad. That's like going back to the Stone Ages, you know? And that's gonna take a shit long time to rebuild. This is why you guys wanna come to Latin America, you know? Latin America has its own infrastructure. And look, ain't nobody gonna pick on the Latin America, okay, guys? Latin America doesn't have to worry about any of that bullshit. They don't have to worry about nuclear war. They don't have to worry about any of that stuff, you know? This is why I'm now a fan of Latin America, simply because it has really nothing to do with what's gonna go on, and it's so far away. Not to mention that Latin America has mountains and highlands and shit like that. So I'd rather be in Latin America than America. Yeah, this pub behind me here, guys, on the weekends, it's popping. This place over here, it's called Jack's, okay? This is really popular. It's called Jack's. And they have good food too. Let me show you the menu. Again, guys, divide by 20. Like the Jack Nicholson burger, that's a little bit over $8 for 340 pesos, which is like what? 17 dollars. So for $17 you get nachos, you get boneless chicken wings, you get papas, which is fries, gajo. So that's not bad, guys, even though you're in the middle of the city center. That's not bad. So this over here, guys, this over here, you get that for 280 pesos, which again is $14. So for $14, you guys get this over here, okay? So again, prices are not bad. Looking at this over here. Clover Pop Lunas. Lunas is what, Monday or Tuesday? I think it's Monday. So for $6, you get chicken wings. That's not bad, guys. Now, as you guys know, I cook my own food. And I'm a cheap ass Jew, so, and I eat for about $8 a day, guys, okay? Yeah, this is about it. It's all dead from here. So we're gonna go to another street, show you one more street before we call it a night. So, like I was saying, America is ripe for divine destruction, okay? There is no going back, okay? This is not like Jonah, okay? This is not like the people of Jonah, where they were able to repent and then God forgave them for X amount of time, okay? This is it. You know? God has given America several opportunities to repent and give up their ways. But this time around, with sucking the Zionist cock, yeah, no, there is no coming back, guys. This is it. Divine punishment is the only option God has for America. Damn it. Let me change hands. Holy shit. God damn it, I feel like a retard. So, best case scenario, people who took this Camerona vaccine die. Worst case scenario, fucking nuclear bombs, no gas, no electricity. That'll be a total catastrophe. You guys have to understand, a lot of people have to die, okay? Because after this, after Armageddon or Malhama for the Muslims out there, that's when Jesus is gonna come back. And when Jesus comes back, only the Salahun, only the righteous can be around when Jesus comes back. So in this case, guys, we can't have wicked people, okay? We can't have wet ass pussy. We can't have all these losers, all these fucking drug dealers, all these fucking murderers. All these people gotta go, guys, okay? They all gotta die. Heck, we can't even have wishy-washy people, you know? So a lot of people out there, they're gonna have to die. So again, best case scenario, the people who took the Scamarona vaccine, they'll die. That's best case scenario. Worst case scenario, disease, famine due to nuclear fallout. That's gonna be a disaster. I'm really hoping that it's a Scamarona vaccine with a little bit of a civil war and a good old-fashioned can of whoop-ass, you know? Because God in the Quran says, Abadi Salahuni Rusul Ard, my slaves who are righteous are going to inherit the land. So how awesome would it be if we inherit the Boeing 747, the Bugattis, all that stuff? Damn, girl. It's a red light and she crossed. Oh, well, who cares? I'd probably do the same thing too. So, this is another popular street, guys. This is where Burger King is at. You know, and again, Burger King, you can get yourself a nice Whopper meal for 220 pesos or about $11, which is what America was before Scamarona. So, eating out in Mexico, guys, is almost on a American level, okay? I mean, look, some places like that place we were at, you know, it's gonna be a little bit cheaper than America. Ooh, I might come here. Nah. Should I go there? I might go there. I might go there and see what's going on. Guys, this pub that's right behind me, I'm gonna show it to you. They got umbrellas. Okay, you can see the door. This pub right behind me, it's called Revolution, okay? This is where all the old creepy gringos go. You don't want to go to Revolution. Again, that's where all the old creepy gringos go off to, you know? I mean, it's not a bad place, don't get me wrong. It's just that you're going to get fucking gringos. And like I said, guys, when you travel overseas, stay away from Western people, okay, guys? Don't hook up with Western people. We left the West to get away from Western people. Why the fuck would we go Mexico or Colombia and then hook up with Western people again? Fuck that shit, you know? So, yeah. It's almost 12 o'clock at night. That's about it for us. So, as you guys can obviously clearly tell, very peaceful walking around here. I might go back to that nightclub later. Maybe I'll go there tomorrow before I leave. Telling you guys, those petite indigenous women with some white blood in them, ugh, that's my type. But like I said, Guatemalans are very difficult to get with because they prefer their own kind, you know. I don't know why. I mean, their men are short, brown, and fugly, so why the hell would they prefer that? But I guess it's kind of their culture, you know, so it is what it is. So, yeah, I'm going to try to load this up before the elections happen. That way, you know, if any of you guys are going to go out and vote just because, and you have the opportunity to write in a candidate, and you want to say fuck you to the establishment, just vote Amer Metwaly. And that shit will actually register. You know, you guys know that, guys, right? If you register Amer Metwaly for president, that shit will register, okay, guys? Meaning it will actually count. So it's not like, oh, yeah, they wrote some retard's name in there. Oh, well, who cares, you know? No, if you write in Amer Metwaly, it will actually count. Okay, guys? And I know some of you guys are going to get smart and say, wait a minute. Aren't you like born in Egypt? Do you guys know what natural born U.S. citizen is? Ted Cruz ain't born in America. Fucking McCain wasn't born in America, right? So what the hell does that tell you? Okay, guys? So, again, OXXO over here, that's their version of 7-Eleven. So, yeah, at the end of the story, guys, eventually what's going to happen is that America is ripe for destruction. Go overseas like I am going right now. Have a base overseas, because if it looks like America is going to be FUBAR, which it is, you need to have a base overseas. Just have a base overseas, okay, guys? And at the same time, vote Metwaly. MGTOW has to be the eventual authority. After all this happens, guys, after the West finally collapses, MGTOW must be authority, okay, guys? We must quickly move in and show a force. Again, here in San Cristobal, guys, you got municipal police, you got state police, you got national police, you got Marines going around every now and then. It's a show de force, okay? This is what we gotta do, man. We gotta do what the fucking Mexicans do, you know? Have fucking Humvees and tanks. Well, they don't have tanks going around, but fucking have pickup trucks and Humvees with guys with the fucking machine guns and howitzers going around town every now and then, you know? This is what we MGTOW gotta do, you know? That's how you deal with Goyim. You gotta fucking treat them like cattle. That's what you gotta do. So anyway, guys, that's my video for today. Like, share, comment, subscribe. I'm gonna see you in the next one. Peace.